This is my grandmother. We call her Nana. That is Puerto Rican for grandmother. Very special lady right here. She raised me. She influenced my life tremendously. And I've learned a lot of lessons from her life. And I want to share one of those lessons with you today. Hello, I'm Pastor Shane Vaughn, a.k.a. Professor Toto, to many of you. She had 10 children. 11, one passed away in childbirth, but she raised 10 children, and she raised them by herself. She's also a minister of the gospel. She's built several churches. She has lived her life in the path of righteousness, a godly, sainted woman. I've never known of her to owe anybody any money. I've never known of her to say an ugly word. I've never known of her to talk about anybody. She lived a good life. She's still alive, 80-something years old, still preaching and singing, and she's lived a great life. She taught that life to her children. Of those 10 children, a few of them listened to her advice, followed her path, went down her journey. They fell in love with the church like she did. They fell in love with the things of God. They become supporters of the work of God. A few became ministers, singers, doing what they could to follow in her footsteps. A very few of those 10 children. There were other children that did not follow her path. And I'll talk to you about them in just a moment. But I want to talk about one in particular. His name was Uncle Roy. He was a good man. He's passed away now. Uncle Roy followed in Nana's shadow. He became a preacher like her, a singer, but more importantly, a prayer warrior. And just as important, just a good man. Paid his bills, didn't lie, didn't cheat, didn't steal. He followed in the same path that his mother walked in. She taught him that path. Now, Uncle Roy has gone on to his reward, and he left behind four children that are all doing wonderful today. Some are pastors. Some are successful business owners. One is married to a doctor. And their lives is blossoming with blessings because of the life that their father taught them, that their grandmother taught their father. What does all this have to do with the lesson I want to teach you today? There were a few of Nana's children that thought that her way was an outdated way. They thought that the path she walked in was boring, that it offered no fun. And so they chose the alternate route. They did not follow in her footsteps. The results, you ask? Devastating. Several: drugs, alcohol, prison, death untimely. Sad, sad stories for the children that chose the path of wickedness. However, they all had the same opportunity to choose the right path. Have you ever heard your parents or your guardians tell you that choices have consequences? I bet you've even told that to your own children, because indeed they do. Many years ago, I made some choices in my life that my grandmother did not teach me. I chose to go down a path that led to devastating consequences for me and for those that I love. Because choices genuinely do have consequences. Well, I want to take you back to a place called the Garden of Eden, where a wonderful father, even more wonderful than Nana, gave his children the path to walk in. He would come every evening in the cool of the day and teach them that good way, that godly way to live their lives in obedience to his law, his commandments. Those children decided that his way was not the best way. It was old, outdated, and no fun. It was boring. So they created their own path. He loved them so much that he refused to get involved in their choice. He refused to rob them of their choice. To do so would make him a maniacal programmer with a bunch of robots. No, he loved them enough for them to walk in the other path. The results of that is the world you live in today. That world where everyone loves to ask this question: how could a loving God allow the desecration that we see all around us? Psych wards, prisons, drug addictions, broken homes, abused children, sex trafficking. Why would God allow these things? That's an unfair question. It's not fair from your own admission, because you said choices have consequences. If that question is fair, then it would be fair for me to blame Nana for those children that went to prison. Those children that are still struggling with addictions today. Why don't we blame Nana? And why don't we ask, how could a loving mother not stop her children and put them on the right path? Her love allowed her children to live their lives. She gave them all they needed, the path to dwell in. The Father has given you and I all we need to create a new life. Many years ago, I made a mistake in my life. Devastated me, my children. It devastated everything around me. And it looked like my world was over until I learned what Nana always tried to teach me, the path to dwell in, the old path. And I began walking down that path. And I've been walking down that path, changing the course of my life and the course of my children's lives. So today, I'm telling you that I feel sorry for God. I feel sorry that he gets blamed for a world that we created. Yes, it was you and I, our forefathers, that decided the way of war instead of the way of peace. We decided the way of get instead of the way of give. We decided the way of coveting what our neighbor had, or you would never have a war. We decided to commit adultery and therefore have broken homes and broken children that don't know where home is. We decided that on our own. And yet we look to a loving God and ask him, how could you allow these things? He's so loving that he had to allow them. But can I finish this up by telling you the end of the story? Many of my grandmother's children that went down the wrong path in their old age, many of them have come back home. They've come back to the church. They've come back to the way she taught them. And I've seen their lives just turn around overnight. Why? Because there's something about the seed that never loses life. And brothers and sisters, those children of my grandmother had to get to the end of their road. Things had to get so bad in their lives that they cried out to God for help, and they repented and turned their lives around. And now their lives are blessed. That moment is coming for the whole world very soon. That's right. The Bible said things are going to get so bad in this world that all of humanity is going to look at our inability to live in peace. Do you know that you and I are no closer to the path of peace than we were 6,000 years ago when Cain was killing Abel? We're still doing it today. We've not even learned how to get along with one another. Why? Because that requires loving your neighbor as much as you love yourself. That's a path that you have to choose to dwell in. The day will come very soon when the whole world will have reached its apex of wickedness. And there will be such a desperation in the hearts of men that even the wicked will have to admit we need a strong hand from somewhere to help us. That strong hand will show up Even so, we will say, come, Yahshua, and restore to us the paths to dwell in. Your Heavenly Father is a loving Father. He longs for your life to be blessed. And if your life has not been blessed because of choices you've made, can I tell you how quickly you can turn your life around? Can I tell you? With one right decision. Yeah. When you decide that you're going to follow Nana's path, that good way, when you decide that you're going to follow the path of the commandments of God, you'll live that good life. You'll sleep at night. You won't be looking at the door, seeing if the popo's coming. No, you will not run from nobody. You will sleep well at night. God wants that life for you. But that life doesn't come just by saying, I accept Christ as my Savior. That's a great starting point. But that changed life comes from repentance. Oh, that's not saying I'm sorry. For truly, we're all sorry, aren't we? That we got caught. No. Repentance says, you know what? Everything bad in my life has been brought to me, not from my Heavenly Father, but from the wickedness of my forefathers and myself. And today it stops. Today my life turns around. Why? Because I'm repenting today. What does that mean? Doesn't mean you even have to cry. Don't even mean you have to come to the altar. It means you've got to stop. Just stop traveling down that road of rebellion and turn your heart towards home, back to the old path, and decide today, I'm going to become a commandment keeper. I'm going to walk in the law of God. Now, warning, you can't do that on your own. Oh no, there's an old snake that lives inside of you called you, that old human nature. And if you're depending on that nature, you cannot walk in that path. But if you're willing to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God, it has so much power that it gives you power over your rebellion. You have to stay filled with that Spirit every day. You have to wake up every morning renewing the gas tank, filling it back up with what God says, what the Word says. And as you do that, your life becomes what you always wanted it to be. Have a good day.